Okay, good morning, everyone, and we are Ksava Kabbalah. Certainly, any commentary that we begin with, so that all the parashas at the beginning of the creation of the world, all the parashas with the all the stories that we know for so many years, to hear the way sometimes a little bit of a new perspective, sometimes an old perspective, a new perspective mixed in with the old perspective was always fascinating and special. And as Rabbi Twersky taught us I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the Ksava Kabbalah always has original interpretations, very original interpretations. So that's one of the exciting things. Here we go. We're going to start from Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, discussing why the world was destroyed. This is obviously one of the big questions that the Mefarshim deal with. What all of a sudden did the whole world get destroyed for? So, Vatishacheis Haaretz, Pasuk Yud Aleph, on page 16, Vatishacheis Haaretz Lefnei HaElokim, Vatimalei Haaretz Chamas, Vayar Elokim Es Haaretz V'hinei Nishchasa, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar Es Darko Al Haaretz. Now, again, I never thought of this. I've been reading this for a lot of years. Those words, Al Haaretz, really seem to be extra. Vayar Elokim Es Haaretz, God saw the earth. There's a lot of focus on the Aretz here. A lot of focus on the Aretz. A little more Hamish. Gary, you got a good seat right over here. He says, if you read this pasuk seems to be there's words that are extraneous. First of all, Ya'arel kemes ha'aretz, God saw the earth. There's some focus on the earth here. Ya'arel kemes ha'aretz v'hinei nishchas, and it had been corrupted. Ki hishchis kol basar es darko al ha'aretz. So the Ksava Kabbalah is going to say a pshat in al ha'aretz that for sure you've never thought of, dreamed of, or heard that this should be the pshat in al ha'aretz. Doesn't make any sense. At first glance, it doesn't make any sense. Creative. Look what he says. Darko al ha'aretz, milas al kemilas bishvil. He says that al ha'aretz means bishvil ha'aretz. In other words, it's because of the aretz that everybody started messing up. It was because of the aretz. Look what he says. Kemo al yirabe enecha al hanar va'al amasecha. He never says anything without rayas. He's always bringing proofs. Al yirabe enecha al hanar va'al amasecha. Bishvil hanar. Bishvil ha'aretz. Ki ha'aretz ha'isa siba ha'goremes la'ashchas es darkam. Unbelievable. He says, the Ksav HaKabbalah says, very creatively, very originally, no one else says a pshat like this. That it's because of the kiyushchis kol basar is darko. Why was everybody messing up al haaretz? It was because of the land. What do you mean because of the land? Because the land had produced such luscious, beautiful, wonderful fruit, and because everything was so good and it was so amazing, and the Ksav HaKabbalah follows Chazal, who say that before the Mabul, the world was like in overdrive. You know, everything was, stuff was like produced right away. You planted right away. It came up, and there was so many fruit and so much delicious stuff, and it was everywhere you turned was beautiful stuff. That's what caused the people to go crazy. They became too hedonistic. They became too into the gashmias, and they just got so caught up in it. They got so caught up in it that they couldn't control it, and it just took hold of them. That's how he understands the avera. And he sees this in this innocent word, kishus kol basar tako al ha'aretz. I mean, we never even bothered to worry about what the words al on the land. I mean, on the earth. What does he mean? Man's there. That's where they were, on the earth. Yeah, but if you look carefully, he's right. It's extra. What do you need those words for? So he says, ki ha'aretz ki ha'isa eretz mevoreches. It was a very blessed land. Umeirov shifas tovasa kilklu maseim. Because the world was mashpia so much, right? Too much of a good thing is not so good. Too much is not good. Too much is the, when kids grow up with too much. It's so funny. All the other kids, when you have kids who have a lot, so all the other kids, like when they go to sleep at night, they wish, like, if only I had what that guy had. Right? Everybody, if only I had. You don't realize having so much, having too much, is not good either. Not easy. Not easy when you have too much. Not easy to raise kids when you have too much. It's not easy to raise kids when you don't have enough, but it's also not easy to raise kids when you have too much. We'll talk about that a little in another moment as well. We're going to talk about that. Oh, so he says, Kimavur Baraba Baraba Surasa Adam Ba'aretz. Lachain Ba'onesh Nichlal Bokato. Lachain Ba'onesh Nichlal Gam Ha'aretz. Hinani mashchisa mesa'aretz. Oh, says the Ksava Kabbalah, it's gevaldik. That's why when it came to the destruction, the Rabbeinu Shlom said, part of what I got to do is I got to get at the root of the problem. So what's the root of the problem? Not just man's taivas, man's yetzer hara. We'll talk about that. The root of the problem is, and again, we know, obviously this raises into a little question. What do you mean the Rabbeinu Shlom created the world? One way that he had a change of heart. You know, can't talk about the Rabbeinu Shlom like that. He's perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. So that's generally a cloud that you have to discuss and think about all the time in a lot of these kinds of issues. But he made the world so it wasn't working. Chazal say, right? He made the world and midas it didn't. So it wasn't working. So he came and changed the world. What does it mean? The Rebbe Shem changed his mind. The penalty doesn't make any sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't try it one way. Oh, it didn't work. God, it doesn't make sense. I have to understand what that means. We've talked about it over the years, different times. But so here he's saying is that since. And one of the themes in the Ksavah Kabbalah, not in all the pieces that we're going to do, but one of the themes of this week is that the world physically, dramatically changed after the Mabul. We say, Chazal already said, man used to live, you know, they used to live for 700, 800 years, 600 years. After the Mabul, they lived the most was 120. Things like that. But he goes much further and describes how the whole, even the vegetation, even the way stuff grew, the whole story was different. So he actually says that the Rebbeinu Shlom had to like slow down the world's vegetation and slow down the fruit. The fruit shouldn't be so beautiful and the land shouldn't produce so much because that was a problem. People had too much and people were so overindulging in what they had that was the cause of the hashchasa. So he had to actually change. So that's what it means. So he says, ki ha'aretz ha'isa siba goremes la'hashchasas da'akam ki ha'isa eretz mevorechus merov shifas tevasa kilkulu maseim. As we see, unfortunately, so often, we see people who have too much. So a lot of times, they get caught up in it. They get all, they become, you know, what does it mean, right? A person has Elif, he wants, a person has Mea, he wants Masayim. Right? Kimavur barabar ras adam ba'aretz. Lachin ba'onesh nichlal gama aretz. Hinani mashchi sam es ha'aretz. Zakhtar, that's what it means, that's why you have to destroy the world. Not just destroy the people on the world, but destroy the way the world physically actually functioned, because the Rebbeinu Shlom felt that was part of the problem. That was part of the problem. Gam ha'aretz tishaches sheyutash v'yuchlash koach tiva v'losotziyot peros b'shifas tova k'mo adhena. So this is a very important lesson, number one, that a person has to be very, very careful. The Rebbeinu Shlom blesses people with a lot. You have to be careful that you don't end up getting overindulging in the a lot. And unfortunately, I think we see this all the time, all over, and it's never, we have to really remind ourselves to not get carried away, to not be jealous of other people who have, because having a lot is not necessarily always the biggest bracha. We think it is. We think, oh, if only I had all that, if only I had, they say, as a beautiful, I don't know how to say it in Yiddish, but the people say, it's a little bit of a scary thing when the more you see tzaras that people have, you know, this is a Yiddish saying that if everybody would put each of their own peckles in the middle of the table and they would choose from all the peckles, everybody would end up wanting to take their own. When you see what everybody else's peckle is on the outside, you don't see. On the outside, it looks like, oh, everything's great. This guy's got a lot. He's got a ton. Nobody knows what's going on with in families. We, you know, we have our own peckle. We should be happy with the peckle that we have. And we should be zeicha to you know to be besimcha and work at the struggles that we have. But the amount of to be very, very careful about v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, right? Vayishman yishurin vayivat chazal, the pasuk says, right? So you have to be very, very careful to be too much about gashmis. Oh. Kimala ha'aretz chamas mipneihem. Again, the Ksava Kabbalah, a brand new original, and it looks like he's throwing a mountain into a molehill. But you know, this is the way he works. This is the way he operates. Kimala, another, he just notices a word in the pasuk that just seems to be not really doing all that much. Next pasuk, Vayomer Elokim, on page 16. Vayomer Elokim lenoach kates kol basar balafanai. Vayomer Elokim kates kol basar balafanai. Kimala ha'aretz chamas mipneihem. Mipneihem. Innocent little word sticking there in the pasuk. We probably never put too much stock in it. What's mipneihem? Kates kol basar balafanai. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I think it's time to destroy the world. Why? Kimala ha'aretz chamas mipneihem. Because the world is filled with corruption because of them. I mean, that's the simple pshat, mipneihem, because of what the people are doing. So the Ksav HaKabbalah sees a new world in this word. Mipneihem. Velinera, again, I left out, you know, he goes through everybody else's explanation, and he says how all of them don't make any sense. But velirene mipneihem, pirush, midatam umikavanasam, kmo magamas pneihem, shivim ponim lat batorah. Pirush, shivim kavanas. So mipneihem means because of their intention. V'chein mipnei hanemar b'loshin ba'avur bi'uro kavanas inyanhu. V'chein gemar in k'suvis, zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. Unbelievable, we read this gemar a million times. You never, zachin, what is shelo b'fanav? He's not in front of him, So he says, no, that's not what it means. Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, meaning without his intention. That's the oimik pshad, and why zachin, what's the pshad of zachin? I can make a kenny for somebody shelo b'fanav. Doesn't just mean that he's not there. Good, shkoyach, he's not there. So what, he's not there? No, he's not there, so he's not instructing you to inquire on his behalf. That's the chiddush of zachim ladim shalom b'fanav. So he says b'fanav doesn't just mean in front of him, it means with his intention. That's what the word b'fanav means. Kloima shalom midato, v'chein ein matirin lo el b'fanav, kloima midato, ki hakavana v'hadas mechuvin b'milas panim, lashon piniya. Piniya means to turn towards something, lifnos. To turn towards means to give an intention, to face it, to focus on it. That's pniya. So look what he says. Ki hamesim daito v'kavanas al-davar, hinehu pone kol ra'yonosav alav. Someone who's mesim daito v'kavanas al-davar, so he's focused on it. V'zeu shkas of Rashi and Parshas told us, lefnei Hashem sheyaskem al-yodi, v'yifnu v'yalu. Tagim Yerushalmi. So he doesn't just say Pshat, he gives you 10 rayas. V'kivnu v'silku. V'chein tirgim sham. V'nefen v'navar. Unklus over there. V'nefen v'navar. V'chavonon v'avarnon. Oh. Listen to what he says here. Unbelievable. V'tam ha-mikra. Okay, now I told you what the word means. Now let me tell you what I think the Pshat is. V'tam ha-mikra. Shelo nismala ha-aretz chamas. L'hiyosim chasri lech malamali rabban avshem. So, when I was growing up, I went to a camp called Camp Magen Avraham. And in Camp Magen Avraham, so you had a lot of kids who came from poor homes. People had no money or messed up homes. He has a federation camp who supported. So you had a lot of kids. It was actually a phenomenal experience. Really developed people's sensitivities before it was like in vogue. I'm talking, 40 years ago. Now, similarly, you have camps like Camp Kaylee, different kind of special needs kids integrated, whatever it is. Now, again, this didn't happen that frequently, but sometimes you had mices where kids would steal. You had such a thing. And it's invariably, almost always it happened that the kids who stole were kids who had nothing at home. So the Mamish didn't have. Basic stuff that other people had, it's hard for them to, live in a bunk when you see this guy. I'm not talking about nobody had, real fans, but just basic stuff, even like a little pocket of money. No one, you weren't allowed to use the canteen there. Exactly. I'm saying little things. But a lot of times you find, so says the Ksav HaKabbalah like this. He says, what was the aveir of the Dor HaMabul? Mimeilef, they would have stolen and they would have been corrupt because they needed it, because it was a difficult thing, because they struggled, or they had a big Yetzer Hara, whatever it was. So we could forgive, the Rabbanu Shalom could understand it. But look what he says. V'tama mikro. Shalonis mala ha'aretz chamas liyosam chasrei lechem ulamale ravo nafsham. It's not because people were hungry and because they were lacking and because they didn't have. That's why they were stealing. No! Asher olav nemar, pasuk says, lo yavozu laganav. I assume it's in Mishle. I don't know where this pasuk is. Tehillah in Mishle. Probably in Mishle. I should have looked it up. Lo yavozu laganav ki yignov. Lamale nafsho ki yirav. The pasuk says that, okay, like they say a story with the, the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezrich. I don't have so much training in Chassidus, but I davened in Esh Kodesh for a bunch of years, so Lamaisa, I have a little bit of training. So they say a story that the Baal Shem Tov was so incredible that not only was he the Rebbe of the Tzadikim, he was also the Rebbe of the Ganavim. And then he was the Rebbe of the Ganavim. The Ganavim also were treated with respect. By the Ganavim need a Rebbe also. You got a good seat. Got around the table.
I'm a graduate of MTA. Yeah. I don't like to be next to you.
That's why. That's why. I reckon we're fellow. So he said that when so they say that when the Baal Shem Tov was Nifter and the Maggid of Mezrich took over, so the Ganavim didn't have it so good anymore. So it was one certain Ganav, and the Maggid was giving him a hard time. So he ran to go to the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, and he was crying and yelling and screaming. He says, Rebbe, when you were around, you were the Rebbe of the Ganavim and the Tzadikim. Now we only have a Rebbe of the Tzadikim. Who's going to be the Rebbe of the Ganavim? So the Pasuk says, it's if a guy is a ganav because he needs, it's bad. We're not condoning it. It's not good. It's not a good thing. But at the end of the day, you can understand a little bit. You know, you can understand a little bit. It's not good. We're not saying it's okay, but you can understand. Look what he says. Mipneim. He sees all this in the word mipneim. Unbelievable. Mipneim, meaning it was bekavana. There was a full focus and intention on just stealing for the sake of stealing. Not because I think it's I need it. No, stop. Well, who says that you own your thing? No. You don't have a right to your thing. I have a right to your thing. That needs the world to be destroyed. That's a different level. It's a different level of stealing, he says. Asher, all of them are, so, mipnei, rasam, midatam, v'kavanasam, lasos, chamas, stam to corrupt, l'shem corruption. Not because I need it, I have plenty, but corruption for the sake of corruption. V'derech zehoyo, yosher beinayim, because of the gashmias that was around, because the world was producing such beautiful fruit, and so everyone said, I have a right. Just people felt they had a natural right. Not because they had a need, not because they were lacking, I got plenty. But just taking for the sake of taking. That's the way he understands the Aveira. Wow. So that's his take. A very original. That's what Meir Twersky told me. The Ksava Kabbalah is very original. Very original views. Very original views. Oh, let's continue. Now, the next couple of Pshatim is not going to be that original, but the first two were very original. But this is a little bit less original. This is a little bit along the lines of what others say, but again, with his own special knach, with his own special twist. Vayarach Hashem Esreach HaNichoach. Vayarach Hashem Esreach. So what happens? So after, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the world, and there's the flood, and Noach comes out, and he brings a carbon. And after the carbon, so the Torah says a very funny, strange language that all the Mepharshim comment. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam smelled the smell. Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a nose, he doesn't smell. What in the world does this mean? So he says similar to what a lot of others say, but he says it in a very beautiful way. A very long way, but a very beautiful way. So you're going to have to hold on to your seats. Take a look on page 21. Page 21. Take a look. So what happens? Vayiven Noach, Mizbeach Lashem, Vayikach Mikola Beimah, Atarah Mikolof, Atarah, Vayal Olos Bamizbeach. So he brings Karbanos. Right. Does the Chumash say explicitly that Adam brought a carbon, or is this the first carbon in Chumash? Who remembers? Chazal say that Adam brought a carbon. Does it say anywhere in the Chumash that Adam brought a carbon? I don't think so.
Kain and Hevel.
You have Kain and Hevel brought carbonos. Right. That's true. Kain and Hevel brought carbonos. So you already have it. And you have over there, the Torah does say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Hevel's carbon. It doesn't say that he smelled. You don't have this language of Ayarach Reach Nichoach. The whole language of Reach Nichoach. And you have in all of Chumash, you have carbonos. By every carbon, you have Reach Nichoach. Reach Nichoach. Reach Nichoach. What's this Reach Nichoach? The Ribbono Shel Olam needs it to be smelling good up there. Reach Nichoach. Up there in Shamayim, he needs. What does it mean, Reach Nichoach? So he talks in a similar way to other Risho, other Mepharshim, but with a very beautiful personal twist. Let's see what he says. Vayarach Hashem. So he says there's a klal here that you can learn from here about all karbanos. The whole whenever we learn together stuff about karbanos, I always like to also apply it to tefillah because I think you know obviously they're connected. Tefillah is connected. Tamidim tiknum. Chazal say that when we don't have karbanos, we're not zayichah karbanos. I think my rebbe Mendel Blachman likes to say we daven for Beis Hamikdash. He says we don't know what it's going to be. We're going to be shechting. There's going to be blood flowing in the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to be shechting and sprinkling the blood. Like it's hard for us, I think, a little bit to like identify with that being like an exalted, elevated avodah, shechting an animal and sprinkling the blood on your toes and your fingers. Like, this doesn't seem to be like an inspiring. If we'd stop to think about it for a few seconds, we don't really think how that could be really an inspiring activity. Tefillah, I think we probably could identify more because we're used to it, because that's what we've been doing. Nebuch, we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash, but. So he's talking about what a carbon is and the godless of a carbon. So many talk about the godless, what a carbon is. It's a little hard, but I think either, first of all, we should try to figure out, you know, Meheri Yibana Amigdash, we should be zeichet to bring carbonas. But Beintayim, while we're still here, we should try to, I think you can apply a lot of what is said about carbonas to tefillah as well. So let's take a look. It's a long piece. A very long piece. Oh, no, this is a short one. Next one's longer. Okay, we'll see. I cut it down. I cut it down. I cut and pasted. Baruch Hashem for computers. Baruch Hashem. Pirish nisratz Hashem. So he says, yeah, first of all, it doesn't mean Hashem smells. He doesn't sniff. So a lot of the Mefarshim say this already. That doesn't. Baruch Hashem, he smelled a good smell. It means he was happy with it. It's just the way the Torah uses words that we should understand. So when you smell a good smell, you get a geshmak from it. That's what the word geshmak, right? Taste. Smell, that's what it means. A lot of people don't know what the word gishmak, right? Gishmak is the tish of Yerim's fish. Gishmak is the fish of Yerim's tish, right? Gishmak, it tastes good. It smells good. So he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enjoyed. He enjoyed Nisratza. He desired it. Nisratza Hashem. U'matza chen lefanav ha-chefetz v'haratzon ha-ahov. But now here's where he begins to say something original and different. What did the Ribbono Shel Olam like? Not so much the maise of what Noach did, not so much the intention, well, a little bit the intention, but even more the ratzon, the desire. Not just that he had kavana l'shem shamayim, but the overwhelming feelings of appreciation that Noach brought to that carbon, the overwhelming feelings of subjugation, his will to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the overwhelming feelings of connection that he, and he's, listen to the way he talks about this. Shemachsheves hamakriv hayo l'ratzon lefnei Hashem u'kvichev tz'elyam. Kitachles hafuchum b'chol ha-karbonos. Oh, so here's going to be a point of emphasis. Kitachles hafuchum b'chol ha-karbonos ha-derech ha-pshat. Hu hachefetz v'haratzon. Kakasuv lirtzono l'fnei Hashem. He says the whole point of our karbanos is the chefetz and the ratzon. It's not so much the actual animal and the blood and guts and the slaughtering and the evarim u'pedarim. It's not so much that. That's not the idea of a karban so much. Hachefetz v'haratzon. It's rachmana libaboy. It's what desires and thoughts and feelings are you bringing to the table. What are you bringing to the table? That's the idea of a carbon. And I think for our minds, Lamaisa, we should think about this in terms of tefillah. You know, what are we bringing to the table? What's the goal of tefillah? And sometimes the fact that we do it every day, three times a day, you could lose a lot of remembering what the whole gang of tefillah is. What's the whole point of it? What's the whole goal? So I think it's very similar. Hachef is right. Avodah shebelev, right? We say tefillah is avodah shebelev. And that's the hard avodah, that avodah shebelev. It's not easy. It's not like... It's a lot harder to be oved shebelev. It's a lot harder than to really just, you know, pump out the words every morning, go schlep yourself up and get to davening and throw on the tefillin and, you know, and say the halalukas and, you know. It's to remember that every single tefillah, every moment is oved shebelev is very hard. Look what he says. Klomer, sheyakriv ha'adam es atzmo, ritzono v'cheftzo l'fnei Hashem. Kiil hamakriv more chiyuv hakrovas atzmo bechol kochos nafsho lavodas boro v'shekol ma'avayei nafsho from the word of taiva shekol ma'avayei nafsho v'cheftzo l'dovkabo v'lalos amizbech kodsho haruchni. It's not about the animal on the physical. Ramban says something similar, right? That you're not being makriv the carbon, you're being makriv yourself. He says the same thing. It's atzmo, but not just yourself, your body. Ritzono v'cheftzo, that's his stress the whole time. That we're being makriv our ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makriv our chifetz, makriv our desires. That the more a person can train himself, that all of his desires is in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of his taivas, all of his will, right, to co-opt the Yetzahara. Al-Chet Shechatan L'Fanachem B'Yetzahara. To take that Yetzahara and all the desires and drives in the world, I think it was just last week I told the story about Rav Huttner, who said that he was having a conversation with somebody in his Rebbe. So who are you talking to? I'm talking to my Yetzirah. I'm asking him, please join me in my struggle, in my, please, all those desires, and just join me in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to co-opt the Yetzirah, the desires, all that geschmack that we get out of certain things, to take that and donate them all to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he says, and then I'm asking him to kindly please leave me. That's what Rav Huttner said to his Rebbe. So, Ki'ilu ha-makriv morechi of ha-krovas atzmo b'chol kochos nafsho l'avodas boro. V'shekom ma'avaya nafsho v'chefza l'dov gobo v'lal os ha-mizbech kodsho ha-ruchni. K'mo she'yala os ha-korn ha-mizbech mikdasho ba'aretz. You know, the symbolism of a carbon is, just like I'm taking the animal and I'm shechting on the mizbech, what I'm really doing is taking myself and shechting myself on the mizbech ha-ruchni and trying to dedicate and donate myself, donate all of my desires, donate all of my feelings. He talks here a lot about feelings, right? Hine, ha'ava agdola hazos ha'misyaledes b'machsheves ha'makriv. Wow. The great love that is born in the thoughts of he who brings a carbon. We don't tend to think in these terms, right? You brought a carbon, you were filled with great desire and drive and love to connect and close that Kodesh Baruch. Really? Just from slaughtering a thick, fat, smelly animal? It seems to us incongruous because we're not trained. We're not trained in this. Udvekos ha'eloka ha'mischadeshes b'cheftzo u'resono b'eis ha'krovas karbono hu ha'nikr l'dati reach nichoach. Wow. 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 He says, what's reach nichoach that you see by every carbon? Reach nichoach means that by donating your desires and drives to the Ribbono Shel Olam through a carbon, You are being molded in yourself, tremendous love, desire, and tshuka for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Reach Nichoach is. That's what a carbon is supposed to engender in a person, and that's what ends up getting sent up to their bones. That's Reach Nichoach Ishel Hashem. Reach Nichoach Ishel Hashem is the tremendous feelings of love and connection and dedication that are supposed to come out of a person when he brings a carbon. And I think that when we're engaged in tefillah, so we're also supposed to, that's really what tefillah is supposed to engender. Tefillah is supposed to engender a tremendous desire, a deep-rooted desire and yearning and feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of appreciation. That's big. Shevach is a big part of tefillah. Shevach is a big part of tefillah. The shevach part of tefillah is supposed to engender in a person a tremendous excitement and connection and love and wanting to connect and appreciation. And that's Reach Nichoach. That's what's sweet smelling to their Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Reach Nichoach Lashem. That's sweet smelling. Ki aksuvim yichanu maaseh ha'adam pulosa b'shem pri. Now he gives a very fascinating analysis of this. Listen to what he says. My actions are called pri, peros, fruit. Come on, pri ma'aleim yochelu, mi pri pi ish yisbatov, v'chein shem ta'am. V'chein shem ta'am, so to taste, shehoras al b'chinas hamar v'hamasok, the bitter and the sweet, yisham shebo lohoras havchanas hadas. So he says, fruit is my actions, the taste of the fruit is my thoughts meaning my rational, logical thoughts, kamo tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem, think about it, and you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Ki kmo sha'achich yavchin b'ti'imas ha'machal, just like your cheeks, your mouth, your throat, can identify the taste of a food. Kocha yaskil ha'seichel ba'askolas ha'machshava. So too man's intellect can identify actions, thoughts in action. But then he says, so that's the thoughts, that's the intellectual thoughts. But va'achifetz va'aratzon, the emotions, and the drive and desire, mechuna b'shem reach. Very, very beautiful. So a fruit has three parts. It has the fruit, it has the taste, and then it has the smell. And he says, the fruit symbolizes the action. The taste symbolizes the intellectual, rational thought. I think that's what he means. And the smell is the passion and the energy and the emotion that you believe to that you bring to the action. I remember I had a friend whose Ufruf was Parshas Noach, and the Rebbe at the Ufruf was talking about the family, and he said they smell nice. The family is a family that smells nice. I mean, certain people that have a certain you see the person. The person has a certain feel. He's a geschmack guy, yeah, but geschmack is more about the taste. So I'm trying to stay away from the taste. I mean, it's the schmeck.
Sometimes
the schmeck. He has a good schmeck.
Exactly.
You could see certain people. They you just like to be around them. They have a certain chain to them. They have a certain warmth. A certain people. People just like to be around them. They like to talk to them. That's what he says. That has to do with not just the intellect. It's not just the way they think and the way they talk. But it's the way they it's the whole mannerism. It's their desires. It's their passions. It's their energy. Their energy. He says, "V'achevitz v'ratzon b'chuvan b'shem reach." Ki hisyachsus ratzon ha'adam v'cheftzo el masav u'pulosav ki hisyachsus ha'reach el apri. Our drives and desires to do certain actions, that's like the smell of a fruit, the connection to the fruit. Mizeh Amar, that's why the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, talking about Mashiach. Pasuk about Mashiach, right? Famous Pasuk, that the Navi Yeshayahu wants to know, how are we going to know? What kind of yarmulke is he going to be wearing, right? How are we going to know who Mashiach is, right? What kind of bekacha is he going to be wearing? How are you going to know? Is he, right? How are you going to know who Mashiach is? How are we going to know who he is? Oh my gosh, we're still on page one. How are we going to know who he is? So the Pasuk says, Vaharicho b'yiras Hashem. You're going to be able to smell who Mashiach is. He's going to reek of Yiras Shamayim. Why smell? Why smell? Apparently, there's something about the...
How are we going to know what Yiras Shamayim smells like?
You're going to know. You're going to know it when you smell it. You're going to know it when you smell it. It's a good kasha, right?
It's the desire, right?
Oh, that's what he's saying. Vaharicho b'yoshem kolomar. Oh, exactly what he says. Kolomar kol chef. Thank you for clarifying that. Kol chefso uritzono yeh ben yiras Hashem. It's going to be his whole drive and goals, even more than his actions and more than his rational thinking. Is going to be his whole gang, his whole desire, his whole goals and drives are going to be in that direction. Umeinyan ze Amar, that's why the Pasuk in Amos says, Sonesi ma'asti chagechem, v'lo ariach ba'atzrusechem, kloimar, ein ritzoni v'cheftzi, behisasavchem lispalel. Oh, I didn't even notice this. If I read it first, I didn't even notice this. He already makes the tzushel for us. It's talking about tefillah. V'chadoyme, I don't like your big gatherings of tefillah. Get all your people together in your big shuls to daven. I don't like that. V'chadoyme umilas, rather because it doesn't smell nice, right? What we skipped over. What did he say? I don't like your chagechem, your yontivs or your karbanos. V'lo ariach ba'atzroseichem, but I can't smell it. It's nice that you all came together to bring me karbanos, but I don't smell it. Klemar. Ein ritzoni dechefzi beis aspechem lispalo v'chadoyme. Umilas nichoachu kemorgo barabosenu ruach chachamim nocha heimenu. What does this word nocha mean? Right, Chazal say that sometimes a person did an act and ein ruach chacham nocha heimenu. The rabbis weren't so excited about the action. Nocha. Kol sheruach habrios nocha heimenu. Right, we have both of those expressions. Sometimes people like the certain person or the rabbis like lo nicha datay nachas ruach lefane uchalosh na mikra v'hanichosi lach panai yelecha v'hanichosi lach v'hamachum b'milas reach nichoch. And what's meant by these words reach nichoch, haratzon ha'ahov. That's the summary right there. Reach nichoch means haratzon ha'ahov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that desire. And we see a lot of times that Rachmana Libaboy, the whole goal of Yiddishkeit is Rachmana Libaboy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. He doesn't just want our actions. That's funny. Everyone says this, right? Rachmana Libaboy. It only shows up one place in Shas. There's one little line in Sanhedrin talking about one like, but everybody made a world out of this. But we understand that it's not just there. That's Rachmana Libaboy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah wants our hearts. So that's what Reach Nichoch is. Haratzon Ha'ahov. Mizeh Omar, Pasuk Yecheskel. Bereach nichoach eretz eschem, klomer esratz aleichem beratzon ahava. V'chein v'yorach Hashem in yano. That's what it means. What does it mean? Hashem smelled Noach's carbon in yano chefetz v'rotzon v'tam v'yorach v'yisratze. He had an attachment to it. Rosh Hashem had a love to it. He had a connection to it. He in turn responded to Noach's carbon with ratzon. Here we're talking about Hashem's ratzon, right? Reach nichoach by all other karbanos means the person who's bringing the carbon brings ratzon. But here it says vayorach Hashem es reach nichoach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified with Noach's love and connection, that he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to that connection with a desire for connection. Vayorach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled his good smell. V'tam vayorach vayisratze. See, he became appeased. He had the Ribbono Shel Olam had kiviyachol a ratzon to his ratzon. Umimasha amru, the Gemara says in Zvachim, al reach nichoach shnachas ruach yireh shehivinu gamkein reach l'inyan ruach hachefetz v'haratzon. It's talking about the desire. Okay.
The smell is what makes you desire the food without actually wanting, without
actually, yeah, exactly.
All that's the desire.
Beautiful, beautiful, right. It's the smell that it's all about.
Sometimes people look with their eyes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's part of it also. Now, I'm going to just skip for 1 second, just till the last piece. Vayered Hashem Liros, a very beautiful, maybe not so beautiful, unfortunate. We're going to go to this massive piece in a second, but most of it's going to be for homework. But the last piece, Vayered Hashem Liros, very strange language. Everybody, Chazal and the Meforshim, all Torah. What does it mean, Vayered Hashem Liros? By the Migdal Bavel, by the Dor HaFlaga, right? They were building this big city with a big... So Vayered, very funny, very strange language. And Hashem went down to take a look, like he couldn't see from where he was. So he went down to take a look. Very strange language. Right? So just to summarize in one line what he talks about over there, that's for homework. Vayered Hashem Liros, so he understands what it means is that very, very powerful imagery that when we sin, when we lower ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down with us. Wow. Vayered Hashem Liros. So we should realize that when we mess up, we're taking the Ribbono Shel Olam down with us. That's hard to say, and but you have to take a look. Again, he says that that, let's show you one line in the fourth line. That when the chosen people does good, it's kiviyachol and ilui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. But when we mess up, it's vayered Hashem, liros. Cause the Ribbono Shel Olam to lower himself, kiviyachol. Kolomer, yirida sa'inu pinos harasan al pachos mimenu b'madrega. You have to take a look. Okay, it's homework. Okay, anyway, that's just to give you a little point. Oh, now let's do this last piece. This is unbelievable what he says over here. This is unbelievable. Now we have to do the whole thing in 4 minutes. He says like this. Now again, where he comes off of this, you got to take a look at the pasuk. Very strange pasuk. Perek Tes, take a look. Perek Tes, right after the Mabul. So he's talking about the fact that before the Mabul, Noach was not allowed to... Avi. Before he's talking about the fact that before the Mabul, so we weren't allowed to eat meat. And after the Mabul, things changed. So what do you have over there? Umorachem v'chidchem pasuk beis. Page 21, Perek Tes pasuk beis. He's going on this pasuk. Umorachem v'chidchem yiyah al kol chayas ha'aretz v'al kol of ha'shamayim. B'chol asher timosa adama u'v'chol d'gayam. Unbelievable. You read this pasuk a million times. You never noticed this. Never in a million years. So your fear is going to be al kol chayas ha'aretz v'al kol of ha'shamayim. Your fear is going to be on the chayos and on the birds. B'chol asher timosa adama. But then it uses a beis. B'chol asher timosa adama u'b'chol d'gayam. Why does it start off with al and it changes to b'? It's taka, very strange. It's very strange. Bichol, he starts off with al kol, bichol shetimos, ubichol, and then again, and then it repeats, kol remes asheru chai lochem yiel ochla. You're going to be allowed to eat everything. That's what he's talking about. And for this, he goes on for pages and pages and pages. So I'll just try to summarize in 2 minutes what he's talking about over here. And he says that really, he starts off, the whole first 15 lines is, animals are really a lot greater than man. There's really a lot about the physical structure of an animal that's much greater than man. Man is a little baby when he's broke. He can't do anything. And he talks about how the excrement of man stinks to high heaven, and man has to be buried, and much worse than animals. And man has to be buried 6 feet under, because if man was allowed to rot on the world, the world would do, the whole world, the air would be totally corrupted. But animals, not a problem. Animals can die where they are. They don't destroy the world so much. That's his first 20 lines. So he says, so what do we mean that man is on such a great higher level than an animal? What are we so much better than an animal? So let's pick it up where he says over here. He says, he take it from the bolded place, because we have no time. You have to do the rest for homework. Hine tira. Ki tachlis kol abruim enen ol yosem omdim binyanam shahaya bo be'es mitziyusam. No. Things are not supposed to stay the way they are. Vol tamen yisbatil min mitziyusam apachos ben madrega v'yis'ala madrega yosir ol yonu v'chashuv ma shahaya ben mitziyusam akodam. He says the elevation of animals is when animals are used for man, is when animals becomes human food. But that's only if the humans have the right approach and perspective to the food. Let's take a look at the next bolded piece. Go to page 3. Omnam, la'anashim ha-mishtakim b'machol v'mishteh. If people use, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now being matir, animals for people to consume. So he says you have to be very careful what your perspective is. Omnam. So when a person uses his food to elevate himself, and he uses his food, he elevates it because he needs the food to give him strength to daven and to learn Torah and to do chesed and to do mitzvahs. So then he's taken those animals and he's given them their whole tafkin in the world. The whole tafkin in the world of the animals is to give a human being strength to be over the Hashem. However, he says, Omno. People get so excited about food and drink, and they go to chasnas, and there's the shmorg, and then there's the entree, and there's the main, and there's the dessert, the seven course Viennese table, and then v'chol askem azololos v'asviyah v'hem bozei Torah v'avoda l'chamo p'chusim ka'ela ha'achila kiloyan v'ashchasa l'necha. Such a thing is, it destroys. Such a thing, allowing the person to eat the animals, it destroys the person. The whole point of animals being consumed by humans is to elevate them. And when the human being uses the animal and becomes a Baal Taiva, he ruins the whole purpose of this move. Even though they might look like humans on the outside, such people attack a behemoth. Lahem nimshal ki behemoth nidme. V'achaya necha mehem eina mishtane behem migreyusa l'mishubach. His whole yisod, which we skipped over, he says that a plant becomes holy when an animal eats it, and an animal becomes holy when a human being eats it. The whole idea of each level of society is to be elevated by the higher level consuming it. Kim l'grua ki malas ha'odam v'chajus mekol abruum einam rak mitzad nishmaso. He says, man who follows, who becomes an eating, everything's just about the physical pleasure. Unfortunately, we see this all the time. We see people who lose their tzuras ha'adam, they lose their shifa for ruchnius, they lose the whole idea of what a human being is, and things just become about food and about more food and about how could I have the most food, and it's a big yetzirah that people have, and we unfortunately see people taking this to the wrong extremes. Let's see if we could just hop one line at the end. So he says that the bih, he says here, let's take a look at the end. I'm going to say it in his words. So I'll show you one more thing at the bottom of the page. Mosar, he says, very beautiful. Mosar ha'adam min ha'behema oyin ki ha'kol havel. Ha'kol havel, what does he mean? Ha'kol klom ha'shlemus. He understands the word kol, the whole thing is in the word kol. Kol means shlemus. Shlemus. He says like this. So he reads the pasuk like this. So then taka, in mosar ha'adam min ha'kol ki ha'kol havel, a person who views his kol as just gashmius, then taka, he's not no better than an animal. That's the way he understands that statement. Ki mosar hadam min habehema ayin ki akol havel. If your kol is all about the food, then you're talking no better than an animal. Oh, take a look at this. So let's look at the very end. Very end. Right? We always cheat to the end, right? Best way to cover ground is to skip. So what do we have? So the way he reads the pasuk is like this. He says, why did I give you umorachem v'chitchem yiyeh? Al kol chayas aretz v'al kol ofa shemayim. Why am I giving you the chayas and ofas to eat? B'chol asher timos ha'adama u'v'chol d'geyam. Your call is supposed to be to elevate that. It's not saying, it's not just a continuation. It's a whole new part of the pasuk. He says, that's why you have the esnachta. Why am I giving you the ofa shemayim? Because I want you to achieve your shlemus through that. I want you to achieve shlemus. I want you to use that physical stuff to give you effort and energy to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to elevate them. So that will give the Tirmos HaAdama and the Degei HaYam a kol. That will give them completion and shlemus. What will give them completion and shlemus is if you use them to elevate your service, only use them as a means. But don't view them as an end in itself. They are b'chol. They're supposed to be for your shlemus. They're supposed to elevate you. You're supposed to use the physical food just to give you energy to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, but never make it an end in itself. Again, that's a very short summary of a lot that he says. Because just look at the very last line. The very last line. Ki balei chayim elu, ba'odam chayim, heim chasrei hashlemus. These animals, while they're alive, they don't get shlemus. Animals only get shlemus when they serve a human being. And how is an animal going to serve a human being? When you eat it, and eat it for the right reasons, but don't get caught up in the taiva of eating, but just to eat for the sake of elevating yourself. Hashem berach es Aaron ba'kol. Kol means shlemus. Okay, I made a... Anyway, what did we learn this week? We learned that the goal of all the physical things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the world is to elevate us, and that's why we have karbanos, that's why we have tefillah. The whole goal of tefillah is to take all of our desires and chefes and ratz, and hopefully these beginning parashas that are mashrish within us, yesodos the whole year, can, while we still have the glow, the smell, we still have the smell of Yom Kippur, the smell of Sukkot upon us, we should hopefully be able to connect to these ideas to make this year, in terms of our tefillah and our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our chesed, our avodah, our Talmud Torah, should all be with a good smell. The Ribbono Shel Olam should see the good smell of all of our avodah, and he should really bless us with a year filled with hatzlacha, bracha, baruchim, to the gashmis.
See, I didn't get the out. What's the out?
Rabbi Hanan Minakashi Omer, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lizakos, Yisrael,